congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved.
He will judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it.
Let the field exult and everything in it.
Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth.
He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, have mercy on us that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we may not lose the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 45. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and to loose the belts of kings, to open doors before him, that gates may not be closed. I will go before you and level the exalted places. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hoards in secret places, that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I name you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me. that the people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why do you put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated. sermon for this morning is based both upon the Old Testament reading and the Gospel reading. I read two verses from the Old Testament reading, verses 5 and 6 to start. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You can see there's a little bit of fill in the blank on the back side if you're interested to do that. But also, there are a couple numbers you can just listen or write down if you would like. First number, or two sets of numbers, 1010 to 930 BC. 1010 to 930 BC. 2000 or 740 BC. 740 BC. 587 BC, 538 BC. The kingdom of David and Solomon, the joined kingdom of Israel, was from 110 to 930 BC. After David and Solomon, the northern 10 tribes started following other gods and other religions. And it split politically and religiously. Many of the prophets that we read about warn about those false beliefs and false worship. Isaiah started his ministry some couple hundred years later, 740 BC. And for a number of years, decades. Finally, God's warning and punishment against the people for worshiping false gods came in 587, the fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians, 587. And in 538, Cyrus decreed that all people could go back to their homeland and build their temples to the various gods. He was not a Jew. He did not, as far as we know, he never believed in the true God. But God used him in 538 BC and following to allow the Jews to go back and rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. Isaiah names his name at about 740 BC, about 200 years before Cyrus came to power to allow the Jews and make his decree and allow the Jews to go back and reestablish Jerusalem. Isaiah prophesies his name. And those that have doubts and miraculous prophecy and such say, oh, that was written after that happened, and they're just pretending the Isaiah was just added. But we know God can do this. We know that God can give the prophet knowledge of what is going to happen in the future. Even something as specific as the name of the future Babylonian king in about 200 years would release the Jews to go back to Israel to reestablish Jerusalem. That's what this prophecy is about. Isaiah 45. With everything going on in our world, to have these two readings, Cyrus This powerful leader and military leader was taking over the Middle East at that time, taking over other kingdoms, and then releases the Jews to worship God and to set up the temple worship again. And then also Jesus, in Matthew, the assigned reading for today, says, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's." And Isaiah says, "There is no other God but me, Cyrus. I will give you power, and I will give you victories, but there is no other God but me, even though you don't believe. I am doing it." We see very clearly in verse 4, now here's a fill in the blank if you want. God uses both believers and unbelievers as world leaders. We really do not know in people's hearts and minds when they believe or not. We like to look at the behavior, and their confession of faith is utterly important. But finally, God knows and judges. The very best person might be an unbeliever. The very worst behaved person might be a believer. So as we look around us, it is God who is in control. And he says in verse 4 of that reading, why is he choosing Cyrus, who is not a believer, who worships a false god? Why does he choose Cyrus in verse 4? For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I will call you by your name. For the sake of my people, I will use you too. In history. So it's for the sake of his people that God uses any ruler at all, believing or unbelieving. And it is always to save his people. Now, Cyrus, it's speculated and probably true just historically speaking. There was a religion called Zoroastrianism, the Babylonians said. He probably was a Zoroastrian, and he worshipped according to that religion. But God clearly says, yes, there's different gods. And not only are there different gods that people worship, but today so often people don't think of a god at all, right? Whether there's many gods or no gods at all, God says there's one true God. He is in charge. Whatever leaders around the world are in charge, God finally is in charge. And that verse 7, then, is quite amazing in Isaiah's prophecy, where he says, I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. It is God who made light and darkness. No human can do that. He makes it, the true God. He makes well-being, and he creates calamity. He is in control. So though Cyrus would be powerful and would conquer many nations and would allow the Jews that were in captivity to go back to Jerusalem and reestablish the Old Testament sacrifices and festivals, and that was a good thing God wanted, though Cyrus allowed all that, Cyrus was not in control. The Lord, Yahweh, was in control. So he gives earthly, so both good and evil are under God's control. Calamity good, well-being, God's in control. And under that point, I have any theory or belief otherwise is from Satan. Satan wants us to be misled that there are earthly powers in control over God, that God is not in control. What did Satan say to Jesus on the mountain when he tempted Jesus? Do you remember? Bow down and worship me, and I will give you all the kingdoms of the world. Ha! Satan, Jesus already was king of the world. He had all these nations in his hand. Outright lie. But Jesus was humbled as a servant to suffer and die for the sins of all people. That's why he was not in control just then. Jesus just said, you shall worship the Lord your God only. Do not bow down to get power of only nations and glories of the world. Worship the Lord your God only. Satan wants to deceive us and all people to look to somewhere else besides God for our true goodness, for our true help. God uses leaders, good and bad, for the sake of his people. He is in control. So we believe that and confess it. And whatever happens in society and in world history, God is in control. We may have to make decisions this way or that way for daily life, but he's in control. Moving to Jesus' teaching. Jesus said, give Caesar, give world leaders what they are due. Caesar was due a certain tax. They were trying to trick Jesus to say he shouldn't pay the tax because we belong to God and not to Caesar. He says, no, Caesar, world governments are due something. Give them what they're due. And give unto God what is God's. Give God what? All. Everything. Yourself. Jesus loves me, written on the wrist. He belongs to Jesus. You belong to Jesus. There's all kinds of, besides the political rhetoric and speeches and things like that, there's all kinds of movements saying, okay, there's this deep power there. And this is on all sides of the politics. They're saying, there's a secret conspiracy here. There's a things here. Yeah, people are conspiring left and right. So what is new? Is God not in control? He is in control. We Christians have a message to people that all these things are happening at this level on our day-to-day. Surprises are even coming day-to-day. And yet, I believe in the one who is in control, who suffered and died and rose from the dead for me. Nobody controls me except Jesus. And you may put me into prison for believing that and put me into prison for supporting that. But Jesus is in control, even of the evil things. He doesn't want evil, but he allows it for a time. But he's in control. At the end, so often when Jesus was teaching, various times when they were challenging Jesus and to trick him, and he would give an answer, then they can't respond again. Here in this reading, when they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. We Christians, We hear Jesus. We marvel. But we don't go away. We listen. Silent. Believe. It's true, Jesus. You are in charge. Jesus will listen to us. Confusions or problems that we have, we bring to him and speak to him in our prayers. But as far as arguing or unbelief or saying there's some other thing besides Jesus, no. There we are silent and we point to Jesus. He is in control. Whether death comes today or tomorrow or next year, he is in control. And he takes us and he takes care of us at the right time and timing and way. He is in control. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, help us to listen to your word and your teaching and those given through your prophets and apostles, that we may believe and know that you are above all things. Help us to know and have trust in you above all things through the ups and downs of daily life. We ask you to help us in our thinking every day to think clearly through the things we face, but never to be afraid as if you're not in control, but to be confident, to go about our daily business and responsibilities well, as best as we can, and yet to know you are in control, and we do not have to fear for anything because of that. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand as we confess the Nicene Creed. It's written in the bulletin, and continue with the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. O Lord, deliver your people by your power, and grant to us grace sufficient for all our needs and for the needs of all people. Let us pray to the Lord to open the eyes of the blind by the light of his word, and to open the ears of the deaf with the voice of his gospel, and for the Lord to clear the way for all people to know the riches of his grace, the gift of forgiveness, and the promise of life in Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord to teach us to trust not in our own works, but in his word,
and for a steadfast faith to endure in time of test, trial, and tribulation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord to bless our nation with peace and harmony, and for the Lord to bless our president, governor, all legislatures and judges, and those who protect, defend us against all the enemies of our land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord who gives us fellow citizens to aid and rescue us in all time of need. We ask God to bless doctors and nurses, law enforcement, firefighters and rescue workers, utility and emergency workers, food producers and retail workers, educators and counselors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord to heal the sick, give relief to the suffering, grant comfort to those who mourn, and give peace to the dying. We remember especially Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. And we pray for God's comfort for the family of Don Lang. And we pray that God would comfort and strengthen all chaplains and those under their care. And also those we name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord for the renewal of our lives of prayer and devotion, interceding on behalf of all those in need and those who have devoted themselves to the Lord's work. We especially remember Zion's food pantry work and all for whom it serves, that God may give his grace and guidance. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We add the petition that the Lord would bless the harvest and those working in the harvest to protect them, to give them success, and that they may receive the bounties of God and would give thanks to him with their prayers and praises. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord for those who commune this day, for faith to receive his gifts, and for genuine repentance, that they may receive to their benefit his flesh and blood in this bread and cup. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord that we may remain steadfast and immovable in faith, and that we may endure to the day of his coming again, when we shall be reunited with those who have gone before us with the sign of faith, and now rest from their labors, to live in his eternal presence and sing his praise without end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray the collect. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer,
and let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.
We're invited to continue to stand for the next two hymn verses. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
In these last days, you have poured your Holy Spirit on your church, that your daughters and sons might proclaim the wonders of your salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your gathered people, that faithfully eating and drinking the body and blood of your Son, we may go forth to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them all, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a New Testament in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat, the true blood of Christ, true body of Christ given for you.
By faith your word has made
us whole. Take and drink the blood of Christ
shed for you.
Proclaim your love until you come.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take, eat, the true body of Jesus, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus, which is shed for you. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same faith toward you and in fervent love for one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for a closing hymn.
Steadfast in your word, curb those who by deceit or sorrow.